With me are Louise Kelly, tax partner with Deloitte, and Crona Clohessy of Chartered Accountants Ireland. They've been listening to all of that. Louise, even when a lot of a budget is flagged in advance, and we know it was this year, it still takes quite a while to absorb. Any big surprises?
Yeah, I think I'd be surprised probably if there were surprises given the amount that we'd known beforehand. I think both ministers spoke about choices and about securing Ireland's future prosperity in their speeches. If we look at the choices that were made, there's like about 1.8 billion in relation to the income tax package and the social, the universal social charge reduction. That is a huge amount. There's a little bit, you know, of increases on taxes, but about 1.8 billion being spent. In addition, you have the cost of living measures of about 2.2 billion. So a huge amount of money being put back into individuals, into families' pockets. So I think when we look at the choices that were made, it was certainly around that. And then if we look at, and albeit there were some positive, you know, measures for businesses, but certainly a real focus on individuals. If we look then at the future and Ireland's future, there was a number of discussions around investment in some of the funds. So the AIB share sale, 3 billion there being invested across energy infrastructure. And then also in terms of the 14 billion, while no specific direction at this point, in Q1 we can expect a framework and how that will be spent, which obviously is interesting timing.
This is it. Jack Chambers addressed that at the start, this unwanted bounty, the almost 14 billion. He said there was going to be a framework for the allocation of the windfall receipts to ensure that they weren't frittered away. He gave a few more details in relation, I think, to the AIB money, that from the sale of part of the state's stake in AIB. I think 1.25 billion euro is to go to the Land Development Agency. Crona, will we go back for a moment to the tax measures? Pretty much, I think, for the most part, as expected. What caught your eye?
Yeah, no, I think, as Louise said, most of the tax measures have gone to the workers in the economy. There were some measures for small business. There's kind of, you know, a bit of extension on some of the investment reliefs. There was a bit, there'll be a cash flow aid for businesses claiming the R&D credit. The angel investor capital gains tax relief, the lifetime limit has gone up quite significantly to 10 million. So I think in the spirit, last year the minister during the speech wanted to focus on tax simplification. So perhaps some of these measures are in line with that commitment. What we probably would have liked to have seen a little bit more would have been, you know, some saving for small business, employers PRSI, it wasn't mentioned really at all, apart from in the context of the National Training Fund. So it would have been nice to see some sort of commitment. That's a, you know, for every 100 euro you pay your worker, an employer has to pay an additional 11 euro over to the exchequer. So it would have been nice to see a commitment in terms of reducing that. But in terms of, you know, other tax schemes, there was one on for housing in particular, the Help to Buy scheme was extended to 2029. And that is only available if you're buying a new home or building a new a house yourself. We know a lot of first-time buyers are looking to buy second-hand homes. That's all that's available to them, particularly in rural areas where developments might not be there. It would have been nice to maybe see that extended to second-hand homes.
There will be a change to stamp duty, but this is very much at the upper end of the market. We're talking about houses with a value of over 1.5 million euros. So really outside parts of Dublin and Cork, you're probably not talking about too many places, but it's quite a substantial hike.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, that was one of the surprises, because so now what will happen is the value of a house, so if a house sells for 2 million, that 500,000 of that will now look to attract 6% in stamp duty, and that's effective immediately. Now obviously there will be some transitional arrangements for contracts that are in place, but yeah, you're absolutely right, that's likely to impact houses in the urban areas of Dublin, Cork, maybe Galway, but it's definitely the higher end of the scale. Mm-hmm.
We will be talking more about social protection measures and about that package to help people tackle the high cost of living, more, as I say, on all of that still to come. But now on this special edition of the News at One, we're going to take a quick break.